We have to stop this caravan, Klaus screamed. Hurriedly, he put on his glasses, as if by improving his vision he might improve the situation. But even in perfect focus, he could see their predicament was dire. The caravan had served as a home for several performers at the carnival at the House of Freaks before they defected, a word which here means joined Count Olaf's band of revolting comrades. And now the contents of this tiny home were rattling and crashing with each bump in the road. Klaus ducked to avoid a roasting pan, which Hugo the hunchback had used to prepare meals and which had toppled off a shelf in the commotion. He lifted his feet from the floor as a set of dominoes skittered by, a set that Colette, the contortionist, had liked to play with. And he squinted above him as a hammock swung violently overhead. An ambidextrous person named Kevin used to sleep in that hammock until he had joined Olaf's troop, along with Hugo and Colette, and now it seemed like it might fall at any moment and trap the Baudelaires beneath it. The only comforting thing that Klaus could see was his sister, who was looking around the caravan with a fierce and thoughtful expression, and unbuttoning the shirt the two siblings were sharing as part of their disguise. "Help me get us out of these freakish pants we're both in," Violet said. "There's no use pretending we're a two-headed person any more, and we both need to be as able-bodied as possible." In moments, the two Baudelaires wriggled out of the oversized clothing they had taken from Count Olaf's disguise kit and were standing in regular clothes, trying to balance in the shaky caravan. Klaus quickly stepped out of the path of a falling potted plant, but he couldn't help smiling as he looked at his sister. Violet was tying her hair up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes, a sure sign that she was thinking up an invention. Violet's impressive mechanical skills had saved the Baudelaire's lives more times than they could count, and Klaus was certain that his sister could concoct something that could stop the caravan's perilous journey. "Are you going to make a break?" Klaus asked. "Not yet," Violet said. "A brake interferes with the wheels of a vehicle, and this caravan's wheels are spinning too quickly for interference. I'm going to unhook these hammocks and use them as a drag chute." "Drag chute?" Klaus said. "Drag chutes are a little like parachutes attached to the back of a car," Violet explained hurriedly, as a coat rack clattered around her. She reached up to the hammock where she and Klaus had slept, and quickly detached it from the wall. "Race drivers use them to help stop their cars when a race is over. If I dangle these hammocks out of the caravan door, we should slow down considerably." "What can I do?" Klaus said. "Look in Hugo's pantry," Violet said, "and see if you can find anything sticky." When someone tells you to do something unusual without an explanation, it is very difficult not to ask why, but Klaus had learned long ago to have faith in his sister's ideas, and quickly crossed to a large cupboard Hugo had used to store ingredients for the meals he prepared. The door of the cupboard was swinging back and forth as if a ghost were fighting with it, but most of the items were still rattling around inside. Klaus looked at the cupboard and thought of his baby sister, who was getting farther and farther away from him. Even though Sunny was still quite young, she had recently shown an interest in cooking, and Klaus remembered how she had made up her own hot chocolate recipe and helped prepare a delicious soup the entire caravan had enjoyed. Klaus held the cupboard door open and peered inside, and hoped that his sister would survive to develop her culinary skills. "Klaus," Violet said firmly, taking down another hammock and tying it to the first one, "I don't mean to rush you, but we need to stop this caravan as soon as possible. Have you found anything sticky?" Klaus blinked and returned to the task at hand. A ceramic pitcher rolled around his feet as he pushed through the bottles and jars of cooking materials. "There's lots of sticky things here," he said. "I see blackstrap molasses, wild clover honey, corn syrup, aged balsamic vinegar, apple butter, strawberry jam, caramel sauce, maple syrup, butterscotch topping, maraschino liqueur, Virgin and extra virgin olive oil, lemon curd, dried apricots, mango chutney, crema di noci, tamarind paste, hot mustard, marshmallows, creamed corn, peanut butter, grape preserve, saltwater taffy, condensed milk, pumpkin pie filling and glue. I don't know why Hugo kept glue in the pantry, but never mind. Which items do you want?
All of them,
Violet said firmly. Find some way of mixing them while I tie these hammocks together.